Nolte, David from defends killing third trimester baby, burning remains. By John Nolte on July 21, 2023. The morally broken David Frum thinks there should be no penalty for murdering a 30-week-old fetus and burning the body. They swore up and down they wouldn't send girls and women to prison for having abortions. They lied, Frum tweeted on Thursday. Frum's tweet isn't even accurate. This horrible woman is not going to prison for self-inducing the chemical abortion of a perfectly viable unborn baby. She's going to prison, only for 90 days. After pleading guilty to a felony charge of removing, concealing or abandoning a dead human body. So Frum, as usual, is lying. I repeat, Celeste Burgess is not going to prison for having an abortion. She's going to prison for defiling and concealing a corpse. But Frum obviously believes it should be perfectly legal to 1. Murder a viable unborn child just 6 weeks before it hits the 9-month mark and then 2. Burn and bury the baby's corpse. How does someone like Frum hit that kind of moral bottom? How do you allow your politics and your hatred for the other side to so overwhelm your humanity? Frum is okay with all of this. According to prosecutors, reports the far-left New York Times, Celeste Burgess used abortion pills long after the 10 weeks permitted by the Food and Drug Administration. Court records indicate that she was almost 30 weeks pregnant when she terminated the pregnancy. This is long past the 23 to 24 weeks generally accepted as the point of viability, when a fetus would most likely be able to live outside the womb. And then came the desecration and cover-up. The detective said he later learned that the women had actually buried the remains and then dug them up, drove them north of town and buried them again. Finally, they moved the remains a third time. Someone who reportedly aided the mother and daughter said they had tried to burn the fetus. When the body was exhumed, it exhibited signs of thermal injuries, according to a detective who investigated the case. And now Frum is angry that someone capable of such a thing, someone who wrote on Facebook that she can't wait to get that thing out of her body, will serve only 90 days in prison and 2 years of probation. This happened 2 years ago. At the time, Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. Roe v. Wade did not legalize the desecration of a corpse. Additionally, although it's 12 weeks today, 2 years ago, Nebraska's cutoff for legal abortion was 20 weeks. Why did Celeste Burgess wait? According to the police, she had plenty of parental support. Her 42-year-old mother, Jessica, who has pleaded guilty to removing, concealing or abandoning a dead human body, and performing an abortion beyond 20 weeks, was a full-blown co-conspirator. I ask again. Why not have the abortion within the first 20 weeks? Why wait until the baby is old enough to live and to feel the agony of what must have been a painful death? Why not give the child up for adoption? No one's saying you have to send it through college. Why? 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 If I were king, Celeste Burgess and her mother would be serving time for murder. Because that's what this was, the first degree, cold-blooded murder of an innocent child. If Frum doesn't believe this woman should go to prison for a mere 90 days, what horrors committed against an unborn child and its corpse would cross his moral line, assuming his hatred for the political right hasn't erased that line entirely. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.